After all I've done to him,
willingly he bore my sin and paid the debt. To buy my liberty, I don't know just why he loved me so, or how he paid the debt that day. But because he did, thank God I now can say.
One thing I know,
new life he gave me. I know from darkness he saved me. I was forsaken till Jesus found me. I can't tell you how it happened. I don't know why he saved me. One thing I know was I was blind, but now I see. One thing I know was I was blind, but now I see.
This is Pastor David Warner welcoming you to the Nuggets of Truth broadcast. Open up your Bibles to Ruth chapter number 3. That's where we're going today. Ruth chapter 3 is a love story of Ruth and Boaz. You could actually say this is a normal Christian experience. This is how to have a good marriage. Or you could say you want to know how to pick a wife or pick a husband, read the book of Ruth. It also reveals and it speaks to parents. They need to be involved with who their children marry. Naomi, a mother-in-law, was involved with who Ruth would marry. So, you got to go back a little bit. Ruth, of course, her husband died. She returns with Naomi, her mother-in-law, to Bethlehem, Judea. Now, one of the first questions I would have reading that, what is the motivation here? I mean, is Naomi rich? No. Naomi's coming back a beggar. Remember, she says, I left full, I'm returning. The Lord's bringing me back empty. All right, and so what is the motivation? Why would a daughter-in-law return with a mother-in-law? Well, Ruth 1:16 gives us some insight. Ruth says to Naomi, entreat me not to leave thee, or to return from following after thee. For whither thou goest, I will go. And where thou lodgest, I will lodge. Thy people shall be my people. And thy God, my God. The motivation? The last part of that verse. Thy God, my God. You'll find out throughout the whole account here, Ruth putting her trust in God. And so, all the events that transpire, that one little phrase, thy God shall be my God, stands out in all of them. So Ruth, she's gleaning in the field of Boaz. Oh, by the way, this is how to pick a wife. Look at Ruth. Look at her qualities. She's a virtuous woman. She is a woman that has great respect for her mother-in-law, to the point of she's willing to honor her. Now, the motivation there, Naomi, yes, told her about the God of Israel. Ruth is putting her faith in the God of Israel. So Ruth, free from her husband's dead, yet she's gleaning in a field to feed herself and her mother-in-law. And Boaz, here's how to pick a husband, okay? As a master, he desires that God would bless his servants. He works with his servants. He eats with his servants. He's sleeping on the threshing floor where his servants work. Evidently, the working conditions must be pretty good. And the Bible tells us in Ruth 3, verse number 2, that Boaz is a close kinsman. Now, the law of the kinsman, we don't do things this way in America. This is something that was done years ago by the children of Israel. This is something that God laid out, all right? To be a kinsman, he had to be a close relative of Naomi's husband. He must be willing to marry the widow. He must be able to redeem that which was lost by Naomi's husband. And all that falls into play here. And so when we're reading this story, this love story, understand, this isn't something like you'd watch, you know, Hollywood do. I'm sure if they would try to do this, they would mess it up. But the events here are all about what God laid out for his people. So, let's go. First of all, with the parental influence. Here Naomi says, after Ruth is gleaning in the field of Boaz, and Boaz shows interest in Ruth, Naomi says to Ruth, "My daughter shall not seek rest for thee, that it may be well with thee." Every parent's desire for their children in marriage ought to be that their children find the right partners. You see, Naomi, when she says, "Shall I not seek rest for thee, that it may be well with thee?" She's talking now about finding the right husband. She wants to preserve the family from being extinct. She wants the marriage to be a good marriage. She wants the husband to be a provider, to be the protector, to be the spiritual leader, that it may be well. That's the only way it can be well. And so God's purpose in marriage is that it may be well for those that marry, that they may find rest. And so there's only one way that that can happen. In other words, they must be believers. They must be saved. To be saved just means to trust in the Lord, to forgive you of your sins, to provide you with heaven. You see, Jesus came to save sinners. To be separated. You know, you can't live for God and live for the world both. And to be serving. You'll find that Ruth was all three of these. And so Naomi tells Ruth to prepare herself. She says, "Wash thyself and anoint thee and put raiment upon thee and get thee down to the floor, but make not thyself known unto the man until he shall have done eating and drinking." And so when she says, "Put raiment on," understand, she's not telling her to dress like a harlot. You know, if you dress like a harlot, you won't find rest in marriage. So she's saying, put on your best clothing, that which would be acceptable to a kinsman. You see, previously she dressed as a widow would dress. And so, you know, when I read this, I think of Romans chapter 8, verse number 6. It says, to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. The carnal mind is a corrupt mind. It will produce death. It'll produce the death of a marriage, the death of a family, even the death of your life. And so Ruth puts on what's acceptable to God in bringing about the right results and attracting Boaz, who was a man who had great faith. Now, Boaz's reaction to his responsibility under the law of God. If you read the rest of this, it says, "And she went down unto the floor and did according to all that her mother-in-law bade her. And when Boaz had eaten and drunk, and his heart was merry, he went down and he lied down at the end of the heap of corn. And she came softly and uncovered his feet and laid her down. And Boaz, when he turned himself, he knew a woman was laying at his feet." And verse number 8 tells us that he was afraid. He was a man that feared God. He was a man that had a good reputation. And so he says, "Who art thou?" And she answers, "I am Ruth, thine handmaid. Spread therefore thy skirt over thine handmaid, for thou art a near kinsman." And so you'll find daughter in law of Naomi, not an Israelite, yet respects the law of God and the law of the kinsman, not forcing herself upon Boaz, but placed herself in his protection. When she said, "Spread thy skirt over thine handmaid," she's speaking now of the covenant of marriage. Will you do the part of the kinsman? And so Boaz, his answer, "Blessed be thou of the Lord, my daughter, for thou hast showed more kindness in the latter end than in the beginning. Inasmuch as thou followest not young men, whether poor or rich." In other words, she was not a bad-looking woman. She could have attracted a young man, whether poor or rich. Because you see, if you read the rest of this, it says that the entire city knew that she was a virtuous woman. She could have had whatever she wanted. The end. You've showed more kindness in the end. That she was seeking her husband's family in marriage. Willing to marry, according to the law of God, that her mother-in-law might be left with blessing. And you know what she ended up with? She ended up with being in the lineage of Joseph, the husband of the Virgin Mary, the mother of Jesus. She did find rest. It was well with her. God's purpose in marriage is that we might have a godly seed, leaving a godly heritage, that our families might experience rest, that it might be well. How's it with you? This is the normal Christian experience in love and marriage. We'd like to invite you to the New Freedom Baptist Church right here every Sunday at Selby at 9:30. We have our morning service. 2:30, afternoon service. Wednesday prayer and Bible study at 7:30. The New Freedom Baptist Church in Mobridge. 11 o'clock Sunday school, 11 o'clock worship service. Love is invited.